But there is more to freedom of speech than talking at a street corner. If we're going to use our freedom effectively at any level, we need freedom to know the facts, freedom to form our own opinion on those facts, and freedom to express that opinion. We asked the Oxford philosopher and historian, Sir Isaiah Berlin, what freedom really means.
Well, as in the case of words, which everyone is in favor of, it has a very great many senses. Some of the world's worst tyrannies have been undertaken in the name of freedom. Nevertheless, I should say that the word probably has two central senses, which at any rate we use in the West. One is, I think, the familiar liberal sense, in which freedom means that every man has a life to live and should be given the fullest opportunity of doing it. And that the only adequate reason for controlling men is, firstly, that there are other goods besides freedom, such as, for example, security or peace or culture or other things which human beings need, which must be given them apart from the question of whether they want them or not. And the second reason for curtailing freedom is that perhaps if one man obtains too much, he will deprive other people of their freedom. That freedom for the pike means death to the carp. And this, therefore, you see, is a perfectly adequate reason for curtailing freedom. Still, curtailing freedom isn't the same as freedom. The second sense of the word freedom is not so much allowing people to do what they want, as the idea that I want to be governed by myself and not pushed around by other people. And then this idea leads one to the supposition that to be free means to be self-governing. To be self-governing means that the source of authority must lie in some sense in me or in us, if we're talking about a community. And if the source of freedom lies in me, then it's comparatively unimportant how much control there is, provided the control is exercised by myself or my representatives or my nation, my people, my tribe, my church, and so forth. Provided that I am governed by people who are sympathetic to me or understand my interests, I don't mind how much of my life is pried into or whether there is a private province which is divided from public province or not. And I think in some modern states, for example, the Soviet Union and other totalitarian governments, this second view seems to be taken. Between these two views, I see no possibility of reconciliation.